Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Basketball Today podcast. I'm your host, Chris Towers. We've got a little treat for you. For those of you who used to listen to the Daily Fantasy Live podcast, we're going to have a DFS-centric episode, and that means Mike McClure's here. Mike, what's up?
Not much, Chris. How you doing?
I started the podcast 30 seconds too early, because that leaf blower is moving away from us, and I'm sorry. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, but I don't think the leaf blower is moving away from us.
I apologize for the noise.
Hey, you actually started the podcast about 2.5 minutes too early. It's just you had to restart it 3 times, so now we're only 30 seconds too early.
I really miss this banter, this repartee, this thing where everybody makes fun of Chris. How's everyone doing?
We're back!
We're back. The band's back together. Man. Joe is very busy this week. Joe's getting married on Friday.
Joe is getting married on Friday.
Congratulations, Joe.
Yes.
Or, you make the joke like, oh, good luck. Oh. Right, that's a thing like older married men do, right?
You're
a dad. Make a dad joke.
I could do that.
Thanks. I appreciate you playing along.
Yeah.
Have you ever done improv?
No.
It's yes and.
Yes and?
Yes and. You do the yes and then you add your own thing. You always say yes in improv. Come on.
Yes. And it's narrative night in the NBA.
Okay.
There's plenty of narratives to go around.
Narrative night in the NBA.
That's not how the song goes.
Okay. Do you have a song?
No.
Okay.
Yes and...
What's your favorite narrative tonight?
My favorite narrative, there's the obvious one, Steph versus Seth.
Sure.
That's my favorite one, I think.
The Curry-Chef battle?
Yes. But I really also, I think people are probably sleeping on the John Lua revenge game.
I'm sure.
Back in Phoenix.
Okay.
Taking out his frustrations on Alex Lynn.
Sure. Yes, and?
Yes, and... That's pretty much it.
Harrison Barnes.
Harrison Barnes revenge game.
Absolutely. Holy Andrew Bogut revenge game.
Yeah. I think that one's bigger than the Curry one. For me, Barnes versus Durant, because Barnes is going to have all this usage, all these minutes, and he's not going to do anything.
Yeah, I'm not playing Barnes.
Yeah.
But I'm playing both Currys.
Both Currys?
Both Currys. Okay. So, we knew that eventually Steph was going to score a ton of points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even with Kevin Durant there, he's not an $8,900 player.
That's probably fair.
So I'm probably just going to keep playing him.
The assists have been down.
That's not sustainable. His assists will go back up when Klay Thompson stops shooting 5%.
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay. Maybe all the
is
shots
tonight
makes.
The night against Wesley Matthews that he stopped shooting 5%?
I don't know.
I think it is. Klay dominated against the Mavericks last season. Klay's
they're
a
not,
weird guy.
The Mavericks are bad.
They are.
The Mavericks are an extremely bad team. I believe they're winless. Or did they get the win last night?
They won.
Okay,
they beat
so
the Lakers.
They're 1-7?
Yeah.
With
so
the win coming into the Lakers.
They're better than Golden State.
Yes.
Dallas beat the Lakers.
True. The
Lakers
property.
Blew Golden State out.
Definitely. Any other narratives we need to get to?
I'm sure there's more that I think the best thing to do, as opposed to just listing them all at once.
Kyle Korver revenge game.
Whenever he's not even gonna play, is he?
Maybe.
Whenever they come up throughout the show, I'll just dun, 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 dun.
Thank you. We'll talk about the big news first. The big news, Darren Collison made his debut on Tuesday, played 28 minutes off the bench in his return. Ty Lawson was scoreless. It will not be long until Darren Collison is dominating minutes there. If you had Lawson in your season-long league, go ahead and cut him. I think that's fair to say. Seth Curry finally broke out yesterday. He was someone that had some sleeper appeal. It only took injuries to pretty much everyone in Dallas. But he scored 23 points, had 4 assists, 4 boards, 3 steals, and he had 3 three-pointers. As long as Deron Williams is out, he's going to have some value, and Deron Williams tends to get hurt a lot. Harrison Barnes has also really been playing well in Dirk Nowitzki's absence, scored 30-plus points in consecutive games, averaging 22.3 points per game on the season, shooting 50.8%. I think there's a lot of regression coming for him in terms of his shooting. I think he's shooting like 55% on long twos, which is really unsustainable. But it does at least make me somewhat glad that I did not drop him in my rankings too much after his abysmal preseason. Brook Lopez scored 26 points on Tuesday, And he has bounced back nicely after that really bad opening to the season. He's not getting benched midway through games anymore. He's averaging 20.5 points per game. But he's playing like a small forward. He's averaging 4.8 rebounds per game, which is worse than Harrison Barnes. 0.8 blocks per game, which is probably also worse than Harrison Barnes, if we're being honest. But he's hitting 1.7 three-pointers per game. He is firing away. I think he's taken 18 three-pointers in the last three games. Brooke Lopez is just chucking. And he's actually hitting at a decent pace, so that's really interesting for Brooke Lopez. I'm not sure how sustainable any of that is. And Emmanuel Mudiay is extremely hot. He's scored 53 points over his last two games, averaging 17 points per game, 5.7 rebounds, 3.7 assists is very low, and that goes with 5.1 turnovers per game. So Emmanuel Mudiay is still extremely, extremely rough.
Two things. One with a guy that's playing – both of them are playing tonight, but one of them – Andrew Wiggins has first big game of the night year last night. His breakout has started.
Okay.
That we all knew was coming. And did Avery Bradley get a lot better?
That's the question, isn't it? I wrote about him yesterday, actually, on CBSSports.com. He is benefiting from the absence of Jay Crowder and Al Horford, for sure, because his usage is up, I think, to like 24%, which is really high for him. But his assist rate is also up to like 17%,
right?
Which is almost twice what his career average, and it was up to 20% in the preseason. They were asking him to do a lot more playmaking.
And he's doing it.
And he's doing it.
And he's averaging almost 9 rebounds a game.
That's super fluky.
Yeah, he's got 3 games with at least 10 rebounds.
Yeah, that's super fluky. He's an undersized too.
He's a grinder.
Sure.
He just does the little things.
I'm buying the playmaking to an extent. He's become pretty much automatic from mid-range, and the thing now is it used to be when he comes off, anytime he would run the pick and roll or attack off a closeout, it would always be kind of two dribbles into a 20-footer, and he's really good at it. But now he's developed the skill set maybe to be able to take it to the rim, do a little more, create off the bounce, and it's taken his game to another level. I think he's a sell-high candidate in season-long, but I do really like the way he's playing.
You don't think the shooting is going to...
He's shooting, 55% from three?
44.
Okay. No, I mean, he's a high 30s guy.
Maybe he's a 44% guy this year.
Maybe. There's a lot of randomness.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Wednesday. We've got, 11 games on the schedule?
Mike, you know how this starts.
We've got 11 games on the schedule. No, we're going to start with injuries, news, and notes.
I thought we just did that.
Stuff you need to know. That was the big news.
This is injuries.
The big news. Now we got the news.
Now we've got the news specific to Wednesday's action.
Okay.
Try and keep up.
Okay. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gone with the Avery Bradley, Andrew Wiggins thing.
Yes, and. John Wall could be suspended for bumping a ref. That is definitely something to keep an eye on. He was at shoot around this morning, so it's not clear if the Wizards are expecting that, but he was tossed after the last game, and... You know, there was some outcry about, like, oh, it was a kind of lame way to get thrown out of a game. He didn't, like, bump him. He just kind of brushed past him.
I want to understand correctly, because from what I read about this, he did not get tossed for bumping the ref.
He got tossed for getting a second technical.
But he bumped the ref. The ref didn't know if it was intentional or not, said something to Wall about it, and then Wall said something that got him a second technical. So, like, the ref didn't think it was an intentional bump, so I don't think he's...
It just throwing it out there.
Right.
I mean, Paul George didn't get suspended for kicking a ball into a fan's face, so.
That shit seems like
We're apparently being pretty lenient as long as you're not DeMarcus Cousins.
Right.
Can you imagine if DeMarcus Cousins did that, though?
It would probably hurt a lot more.
They would call him the SWAT team. Frank Vogel considering changing his starting five. He might have to do that tonight because Evan Fournier is questionable, but it'll be interesting to see if they stick with the Vucevic, Ibaka, Gordon, Fournier, Payton. And Vucevic seems like the most likely person to get benched out of that five, if it does happen. So keep an eye on that. I don't know if that would mean Biombo or if it would mean Ibaka moving to the five.
Why is he more likely than Ibaka? Ibaka's played like trash so far, hasn't he? And Vucevic played well?
Vucevic played okay. I don't think either one of them's played well. I think it's more that Ibaka is the big offseason acquisition. I don't know if you want to give up on him after six games.
That's fair.
Kelly Olynyk could be back Wednesday. It does sound like he actually will be returning from shoulder surgery. Al Horford and Jay Crowder not expected to play. Joel Embiid sitting out Wednesday. Jahlil Okafor will get his first start of the season, but he's on a 24-minute limit. Any interest in playing Jahlil Okafor?
No, in 24 None. Minutes.
That
There's only
about
one
right.
Sixer that can be good in 24 minutes. It's JoJo.
It's true.
Yeah.
Could see a little more Darius Saric this game. Could see a little more Ersan Ilyasova at the five. I know Brett Brown talked about, you know, you'll never see Ilyasova at the three, but he could play the five in a pinch. George Hill's questionable with a thumb injury. Jonas Valanciunas questionable with a bruised knee. I believe he sat out the last game. So both of those are something to keep an eye out. George Hill has been playing absolutely outstanding ball, and I think Shelvin Mack would get a bump if he sits. But Gordon Hayward and Ronnie Hood also would likely do a lot more playmaking if George Hill is forced to sit out. So we're not going to start the way you think we are.
Well, we're not starting anymore. We've done like four things.
What's your favorite stack of the night, Mike?
If I'm stacking a team, it's probably going to be Washington.
Okay.
Just because of the pricing on those guys on FanDuel. I don't think that I think several of them are underpriced.
Specifically?
Specifically, Markieff Morris.
Yes.
Gortat.
Markieff Morris, 5,600 on FanDuel. Marcin Gortat, 6,000 going up against Boston, who has actually been the second worst defense in the NBA so far. I'm not sure if that sticks.
It's
but.
Been in on the perimeter, too, right? That's where they've really struggled.
Yeah.
I like Wall a lot. Yeah, Thomas is not going to stop him.
No.
He doesn't stop anybody. And maybe they put Avery Bradley on him, but then he's going to get a ton of assists still. So
there's just been a ton of like Isaiah Thomas just canceling everything out this season so far because he's averaging like 27 points per game. He's playing absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
But he can't stop anybody. Bradley Beal at 5,600 is actually a decent price. And everyone else is pretty much minimum price on that team. Anyone else?
I'll take the easy way out, I guess, and say the Spurs. Because they're playing the Rockets, and you can always stack anybody that's playing the Rockets.
The Spurs and Rockets actually has the tied for the third highest over-under of the night.
I believe that because they think that Spurs can hold them down to a slower pace.
Yeah.
So the highest over-under, let's see if I can guess it.
Okay.
It's not Dallas at Golden State, is it?
No, that is the fifth highest.
Fifth highest. Is
it's 209.5, it's high.
This was actually the one I stacked in the lineup that I built, so I'll say this, Detroit at Phoenix.
Nope. That is seventh. Okay. Mike, do you have a guess, or do you already know?
Probably going to be the New York Knicks.
That is the second highest. Brooklyn at the Knicks, 214. The highest is actually Boston at Washington.
Wow.
So.
Because they aren't stopping anybody. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, Boston, I think, is a decent stack. Avery Bradley is only 6,900. I think that's a pretty good price, given the way he's been playing.
I never thought those words would be said.
My problem with it is there are so many cheap shooting guards.
Yeah.
You've got guys like Rodney Hood, Victor Oladipo, Bradley Beal.
Must play Seth Curry.
Like all of those guys.
Seth Curry's only 3,500.
Yeah,
so
he's the minimum price.
It's going to be really easy to play him. I do like... Brooklyn's hard to figure out. Like, Isaiah Whitehead's playing a decent amount of minutes, but he's not playing all that well. Sean Kilpatrick scoring a lot.
Bohan.
Rondae Hollis Jefferson has been getting a decent amount of assists lately. He had 12 assists in two games.
Good for him.
He also had 7 points in those two games.
I've played him like three times in my life, and I'm never doing it again. Scored off.
It hasn't been great. Are there any games that you're absolutely avoiding? I liked some of the pricing on Charlotte, but that's going to be a slow, grinded out game.
I actually kind of liked Hood. I think Hood's still underpriced, but the game is so awful, and there's other shooting guards that are cheaper that I like more.
Yeah, Hood is the only guy I'm considering in that game. So I'll probably be fading that game.
Okay. We're going to play a little Would You Rather. I've picked out a handful of groupings of similarly priced players. Mostly similar positions, and we'll see which ones you guys would rather have.
Okay.
And we'll start with the big guys. Would you rather play Russell Westbrook at 11,500 or James Harden at 11,100?
Didn't Would You Rather used to be pairs of players?
Doesn't matter.
Can you make them pairs?
Nope.
Real quick?
Nope.
Okay. I'll say Westbrook.
Definitely Westbrook, not even close.
Because
of the matchup and really just the number of value plays we talked about at shooting guard, I think that it makes a lot of sense to pay up for Westbrook at point guard.
And the matchup's not great for Westbrook, right?
It's against Toronto. It's at home. Toronto on the second night of a back-to-back, maybe. But it's an okay matchup. It's not good or bad, I don't think. Would you rather, out of the point guards in the next tier, Chris Paul at 9,500, Damian Lillard at 9,300, John Wall at 9,100, or Steph Curry at 8,900?
That's tough.
I think I like all those guys more than Westbrook.
Yeah, just because of the price difference. Yeah. I'm going to go with Chris Paul if you think that the game is going to be competitive.
Okay.
Portland is on the second half of a back-to-back. They are on the road against the Clippers there. If that game does remain competitive for four quarters, I really like the way Chris Paul is playing right now.
Yeah.
So give me Chris Paul.
Can I just say that I'm playing two of them in the same lineup?
Sure.
And tell you which two they are?
Sure.
I'm playing Wall and Curry.
Okay.
I think Curry's underpriced.
Yep.
He should be more than all these guys.
That game could be over by halftime, though.
That's okay. I've seen Steph Curry score 50 fantasy points in three quarters a lot of times.
Yeah.
And he's going to play the third quarter even if it's over.
Probably.
And then I think like the Boston-Washington game will be competitive, and Wall's going to do whatever he wants, and he's got the home bonus for assists.
That's true. Is Damian Lillard a contrarian play tonight?
He's a fade for me.
Okay. The Clippers' defense has been, I believe, the best in the NBA so far, which is a big surprise, but... You know.
But it's not a surprise they're good against point guards, because Chris Paul is one of the best defensive point guards in the league.
Yeah, and it's early in the season, and you would think a team with a lot of continuity would tend to play better early in the season, so that's a potential answer for that.
Yeah, Lillard, these two did match up earlier in the season, second game of the year, and Lillard put up 41.5 FanDuel points.
That's
I think
good.
It's fair to maybe expect that again tonight, but know that that's probably the ceiling.
That's not enough.
Right.
With all these other guys on the slate.
Yeah.
One of these guys is probably scoring 60.
What about
55 at least?
What about these power forwards? Blake Griffin at 8,500 against Portland, or Draymond Green at 8,400 against Dallas?
It's pretty easily Blake for me.
Okay.
It's a good matchup against Portland. They
Draymond's,
can't handle him.
Draymond's production hasn't fallen off quite as much as I thought it would.
So wait, Harrison Barnes is playing the four for them, isn't he?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Draymond
might want to embarrass
him. He's going to embarrass
But see,
Harrison
that doesn't
Barnes.
Always work out for Harrison Barnes, for Draymond Green.
He's going to kick him, isn't
he? he might kick him. He might just, you know, try to do too many things. And Harrison Barnes is almost better off when he does less, I feel like. Like, he's going to try to, like, take him off the dribble and, like, you know, might have a couple of bad turnovers. Drop the price down a little bit, you know?
I'm going all Blake.
All Blake.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to go Blake, especially if you're considering him like a cash game. In a tournament, however, though, for the reasons we mentioned, I like Draymond a lot, especially if you're playing on a site that it rewards for things like double-double bonuses.
Right.
Triple-double bonuses. Draymond is a very good candidate for a triple-double tonight. Yes. We think that they're going to blow him out. If they do, Draymond's still going to play 35 minutes in the ballot, probably.
He plays the start of the fourth quarter no matter what.
And Draymond, there was the one game in particular. There was that ESPN article that came out about what a problem Draymond's been. And there was the one where they had a blowout. He pressured Steve Kerr to let him back into the game so he could get his triple-double.
Yeah.
He's that kind of guy. Would you rather have Dwight Howard at 8,200 coming off a 17-rebound performance or Andre Drummond at 8,100?
I want to see if like this is a consensus. So
I think
I'll say
be.
Mine last.
Okay.
It should be Drummond.
I'm definitely going to take Andre Drummond, knowing that Tyson Chandler is questionable again tonight for the Suns.
Yeah, I think the Suns are so easy to pick on with a variety of players. But
yeah.
Drummond's got 50-point potential tonight.
Would you rather play Kemba Walker at 8,000 or Kyle Lowry at 7,600?
Definitely Kyle Lowry for me. I like it in a back-and-forth game with Westbrook. That game should be very competitive.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
I think that Lowry is, you know, he's not going to score 55 fantasy points, but he's going to grind his way to around 40 fantasy points tonight.
All right. And if you wanted to go a little cheaper at center in the 7,000 to 6,500 range, would you rather have Brook Lopez, 6,900 against the Knicks?
Nice.
Miles Turner, 6,800 against Philadelphia? Or DeAndre Jordan, 6,700 against Portland. I like all of them.
Do you?
Yeah. Brooke, I might like a little less on the second night of a back-to-back. That might make it hard to play him because they've been managing his minutes a lot. But I think all three of these guys could go off.
Turner, I think, is a good tournament play. But he's just as likely to score you 20 as he is 35.
Yeah, he got that huge start to the season, and he's been
Like I would 14. Probably just go Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah, if I had to pick, I would go Jordan, but I would definitely just drop down to Gortat at 6,000.
Okay. And why don't we talk about some of our favorite cheaper players? We'll focus on the $5,000 range, and we'll go by position.
Less than 5,000?
5,000 or less.
Okay. Not 5,500.
Not 5,500.
Not anyone in the $5,000 range except for the players that are exactly 5,000.
If you want to do that,
okay,
you are free to do that, Heath.
Okay. In that Detroit-Phoenix game, I like both of the cheap bigs, Alex okay. Lynn and John Lure, former teammates, going at it.
Okay. I thought we were going by position.
Okay. I started with the bigs.
Okay.
We're not doing power forward, center forwards. There's power forward centers. There's bigs now.
I'll give my top center and my top power forward.
Okay.
You guys want to give your top center and your top power forward? Do you want me to give all the positions?
No, thanks, Heath.
I don't know what the problem is.
I like Darius Saric in tournaments at 3,800. If you want to go really cheap, I like Dwight Powell. At power forward at 3,800 as well. He should see a decent little boost in minutes. And at center, I'm always going to like Clint Capella. I know he hasn't been good.
Can't get over it.
I just think 4,600, there's too much potential for like a 15-15 game with the pace they play at. Justin Hamilton could be a good tournament play. Brook Lopez on the second night of a back-to-back. If his minutes are limited, Justin
Hamilton could...
Don't
say every power forward under 5,000. Mike's got to give us one, too.
I'm saying two.
I'm going to break the rules for center. I'm taking $5,100 Steven Adams.
That okay. is such a Chris move.
Yes. Okay.
That is such a Chris move.
Power forward, if I have to... I mean, I'm definitely John Lure is the top guy. I'm probably playing him in cash games tonight. So if I don't take him... give me Ersan.
Ersan Ilyasova. All right. What about small forward? Or Heath, do you want to do wings?
I would prefer to do wings, but it's totally up to you.
Yeah, let's do small forward.
Let's go. Let's let Mike go first this time. He had to pick from our leftovers last time.
All right, again, I'm going to break the rule with Chris. It's definitely Otto Porter, 5,200.
Okay.
If you're not going there, it's CJ Miles, 100%, 4,400.
CJ Miles
Philly.
Has been playing really well so far this season, shooting the lights out, and... earning a little more minutes lately. I like Mo Harkless in a tournament. His role is really inconsistent. It kind of depends on how well Alan Crabb and Evan Turner are playing on any given night, but he did have 20 points, like 6 rebounds in their most recent game, so that's the kind of potential that you have there.
I will take the human hot streak, Kent Bazemore.
Okay.
4,400. 3 of his last 4 games, at least 26 FanDuel points. 34 and 35 in his last 2 games, especially if Korver's out and he's going to play even more minutes. I will Bazemore tonight.
All right. At shooting guard, I'll go first. I like Sean Kilpatrick at 4,900. I think he's a pretty good bet to get you 5 times value, if not more.
Seth Curry auto play.
Yeah.
He's going to get 30 minutes in a high-paced game.
Yeah.
He's got a little something, little chip on his shoulder. Now, his brother might just embarrass him.
Might.
Probably.
He probably will. Yeah, both might happen at the same time. He might get embarrassed.
He'll get some shots off.
Oh, definitely.
Coming off a 23-4-4 with 3 steals game. Mike?
All right, this guy, if you look at the box score, you're not going to love it. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yes, he's already in my lineup.
Always good.
Yeah. 4,400, he was not always good against the Clippers. He played 23 minutes and scored 2 fantasy points in his most recent game.
No, I mean always a good play.
Yes, he is always a good play.
Someone that you can feel pretty confident about the minutes.
He's a microwave.
I would say that. He's played 23 minutes in his last game, 28 the game before, which is a little concerning.
He hasn't been good this season.
Yeah, I mean, this matchup with Phoenix, he's going to go right back to 35, 37 minutes. I like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope a lot. I think he's cash game playable still. The only reason you wouldn't play him is if you like Seth Curry at the price there.
Play both.
You could play both.
I will throw out 2 contingency plans. If John Wall sits, I think you could look at Tomas Satoransky.
For sure. I played him this weekend, and it was very disappointing.
Yeah, he's fun, though. He's one of those guys that like it's fun to have in your lineup because he is stupid athletic. And Mario Hezonja, another guy who's fun and probably not good at basketball, but he's cheap. If Evan Fournier sits, he could be in line for close to 30 minutes.
And like probably won't have any ownership at all, but what about Manu?
Sure.
3,500. I mean, against Houston, he could play 15 minutes and put up 25 fantasy points. So.
What about point guard? I think there's a ton of options. Can we keep it under 5,000 this time?
I am planning on playing expensive point guards.
Me too.
So, there's a lot of cheap ones, but I
Chris Dunn at 4,800 is he's got the defensive potential. He's playing big minutes. He hasn't been good so far, but it's still, if you're playing someone who's getting that kind of minutes, there's always potential.
I mean, if Parker sits, Patty Mills.
And Trey Burke, if John Wall does end up having to sit.
J.J. Barea is only 5,700.
Shelvin Mack if George Hill is out again. George Hill is still questionable for tonight.
Okay. You guys got lineups?
Yep.
Good.
I do.
All right, that's it.
I'm going...
Thank you.
Yes, and I'm going to give it to you. I'm going Stars and Scrubs tonight.
Good.
Which Good for is you, Heath. The most fun way to play.
Yes.
At point guard, I've got John Wall and Steph Curry.
Cool.
Stars. At shooting guard, I've got Seth Curry and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Stars.
Scrubs. At small forward, one of each. Kent Bazemore and Kawhi Leonard.
Sure.
I really like Kawhi. We didn't rank the players $9,000 and above.
I don't know if it's fair to call Kawhi Leonard a scrub. I think you're being harsh.
At power forward, Blake Griffin and John Lure.
Sure.
And then at center, Andre Drummond.
I didn't hear any scrubs in that lineup. Mike.
I don't want no scrubs.
What about you?
I don't want no scrubs. All right. So it's more of a tournament lineup than anything here, but I've got Russell Westbrook, J.J. Barea, Victor Oladipo, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Markieff Morris, John Lure, and Gortat.
All right. I start off much the same way. There are a couple of values that we haven't mentioned that I have in my lineup that I really like today. But I'll start off with Russell Westbrook and J.J. Barea as well. Klay Thompson's only 5,900. That's you talk about a microwave. That's someone that can, you know, Steph Curry just set the NBA record for three-pointers. Would it shock anyone if Klay Thompson broke it at some point this season?
No.
It wouldn't shock me. Seth Curry, 3,500. Carmelo Anthony is only 7,500. He's going against Brooklyn. I think that's a really nice value. Maybe not in a tournament or in a cash game, but as a tournament play, he's got high potential. Kawhi Leonard against Houston, 8,800 seems like an obvious one. Ersan Ilyasova, 3,700. Kristaps at 6,600, I like. And DeAndre Jordan at 6,700. I think he can absolutely dominate that Portland front court. So I like that lineup. I think it's going to work out for me. Thanks, guys. It was nice.
It was.
Thanks for getting the band back together.
This is like home. Maybe we'll do this a little more often.
Maybe. I mean, we don't want to do it too often. It won't be special anymore.
Sure. Yes, and.
Yes, and.
Have a nice night. Good luck. Bye.